Thank you very much. I am, as an obstetrician and the first female chief medical officer in Scotland, I'm very glad that you have pointed out that the culture has been started to be changed by women being more involved. I have heard from our excellent three speakers, Dr. Sweeting and Dr. McLean, and then Lord Layard, many things about the transition of adolescence to adult life and how important happiness and well-being are. What I heard in all three talks, though, was a real emphasis on mental well-being and mental health. And all three speakers commented on this being something that we have made more of rather than concentrating merely on people's physical health. So you might expect me as Chief Medical Officer to firstly have some statistics for you on mental health and well-being, but also to encourage you by saying that this is really something that Scottish Government is taking very seriously. So we've recently, and Kate Smith is in the audience, one of our trainees with us in Scottish Government, looked at our Scottish Government policies, which specifically relate to adolescents and young people. And there are 34 with policies in Scottish Government at the moment with specific targeting at adolescents and young people. And within that, our new mental health strategy for Scotland, which is going to invest £50 million over 5 years in mental health, has a particular emphasis on child and adolescent mental health services, with an aim to improve access to those services, psychological and psychiatric services, specifically for children and adolescents. So this is something that we are, I think, very much focusing on. So my question then to start the debate is, you don't need me to tell you that the financial situation is as it is. So essentially there is no money and we are going to need to get on with life with no money. The financial gap will not start to improve until 2025, if you read the optimistic predictions. So given the long list, particularly on your slides, Lord Layard, of parts of people's lives where we could tackle happiness and well-being, what would this audience's priority be to start with? Because I don't think we can do everything.